Now, before we go to news, the district court, we've had the sentencing of the father of the child bride, and it's pretty good news. Gil Taylor, I think, will confirm this bloke, unidentified, has been jailed for a minimum of 6 years. Gil?
That is right, Ray. 6 years minimum jail for the man who can't be named, Judge Deborah Sweeney. I was just speaking softly as the detective commented on the case, but Judge Deborah Sweeney, Ray, it was almost like an action replay of the last thing she gave the husband of this particular girl, the toy bride girl. He got 7.5 years. Her 63-year-old father has been jailed for a minimum 6 years. Once again, Ray, she said, under the guise of religious beliefs, this does not mitigate what occurred here. She said he failed in his duty as a father to protect her by procuring her for this man against her mother's wishes. So pretty plain comments there, in black and white, really, from Deborah Sweeney, that this man has done an abhorrent thing and he'll spend the next 6 years in jail. He won't be eligible for parole until he's 69 years of age.
And, of course, the most important thing is that the Supreme Court judge who overruled the early decision to grant this creature bail was right. I mean, why would you give bail to someone who's going to face a long prison term, in this case 6 years?
Well, it's often the way, Ray, that a lot of people that are facing significant penalties have their bail revoked, and effectively they can start their sentences then, because a lot of people seem to feel you may as well. Yeah. Because if you're going to get a fair whack, if you're on bail for another 2 or 3 months, you know, I can't speak for someone that's going inside, of course, but really, what's the difference? You may as well start your time when the penalty's given.
100% right. Thanks very much, Gil, and we'll get further comment from people as they come outside court in Sydney. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Ray.
Okay. So, just going through this, in case you've missed it, by the way, Marissa's phoned me. A car has hit the curb on James Roos Drive, turning right onto Victoria Road at the University of Western Sydney. Back towards Rydalmere at the University of Western Sydney. This is the father who arranged the marriage of this 12-year-old daughter to the 26-year-old man, sentenced today. I spoke about the matter back in April, when the DPP successfully appealed a district court judge's decision to grant him bail, and it was the same judge, Deborah Sweeney. Now, she would have had in mind at the time what she was going to do with the creature, and she's given him 6 years minimum. He can't be named. He was guilty of procuring a child for sexual activity. It was a judge-alone trial. So why in God's name would she grant him bail, given that she probably knew in the back of her mind at the time she was going to give him at least 6 years? I mean, I know that she wouldn't know on that day she'd give him 6 years, but she obviously knew that he'd be doing some jail time. And when the matter came back before, I think, Justice Peter Hidden in the Supreme Court, he told the court it was inevitable the man would enter custody when sentenced and revoke the bail. So I don't understand, with all due respect to the distinguished Judge Deborah Sweeney in the District Court, why she gave him bail in the first place, or continued his bail, given that he's now in jail for a minimum of 6 years.